Quiet, please. Play.
William Hill brings you expert previews and live in-play betting analysis every day of Wimbledon 2050. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting. Gasquet has been one of my favourite players to watch this tournament. That backhand is a joy to behold, and fair play to him as well, because he's had it tough and he came through a fantastic matchup against Stan Wawrinka, winning 11-9 of course in the fifth when it looked like it was all done and dusted at certain points during that match. He plays a man now though, Nick, who he's got a terrible record against, as most people have. 12 wins for Djokovic, 1 for Gasquet. That was way back in 2007 on hard court. Not only has Djokovic got a great record against him, he barely ever drops a set to him. I think he's dropped 3 sets in the wins against Gasquet. It seems a bit unfair, but Gasquet seems to be one of those players who he'll be pleasing on the eye, he'll get to the business end of a tournament, and then he'll just go out to one of the better players, and his odds reflect that. 7-1, Djokovic is 14-1 on.
Yeah, I mean, I commentated their match at the French Open, I think, with their last meeting 5 weeks ago, and it was so one-sided, it really was. Djokovic completely dominated him. He used a drop shot to very good effect. As we know, Gasquet is a player who likes to hang somewhere behind the baseline, and Djokovic was initially in rallies able to pin him back, something that Gasquet tends to do, and then throwing the drop shot. So it's a good matchup for Djokovic, I think, this one in all regards. I don't think he's going to be rushed, particularly from the back of the court, compared to obviously someone like an Anderson, who was able to hurt him, able to hit the ball to a good length, rush him, take on the rise. Gasquet's not a guy that is that comfortable taking the ball on the rise always. I would certainly agree that he's playing well, probably playing the best tennis I've seen from him in probably almost a good 18 months. He's fit, and it's been tough to beat, which has been very good to see, Lee, because Gasquet over the years has not always been tough to beat, and that's one of the things that the French players, as good as they are, they haven't always shown a whole lot of heart. And it was great to see Gasquet yesterday showing some desire and passion and being really kind of tough to get by. And I think that was probably the most pleasing part of things. But going back to the matchup, I think it's a good one for Djokovic all in. As I say, Gasquet does have a good serve, but he's not going to take the racket out of Djokovic's hands. I expect him to pin him in that backhand side, you know, with good length. He'll look to dominate rallies, and he'll be able to dominate rallies, Djokovic as well. So it's tough to make a case for Gasquet here. I think there's plenty of positive to take from the Frenchman for this run overall. But I think Djokovic has had a couple of tight matches already, and I think I think he'll be delighted not to have seen Wawrinka get through that one. Absolutely delighted, I really do. He knows that Gasquet doesn't have that many weapons. Yes, the back end is fantastic, and yes, he can use it to good effect and draw him off the court. But, you know, you need to do more than that against Djokovic. You've got to be able to make inroads in Djokovic's game early in the rally. You've got to be able to get under his skin. You've got to hit through him. And Gasquet doesn't really do that. He can go round you. He can use the spin. But, you know, you're asking a lot over 5 sets on this surface. And for me, I think Djokovic is a comfortable winner. I'd be surprised if it was anything else.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.